This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 93. For Thursday, October 8th, I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were mixed on Thursday morning. The November canola contract is up 10 cents at $5.2550 per ton. The January contract is down 40 cents at $5.3160 per ton. Nearby soy oil contracts were up by about a fifth of a cent in early morning trade, providing some strength for canola. Slight strength in the Canadian dollar kept pressure on prices, as it was around 75.5 U.S. cents this morning. Harvest activity across the Canadian prairies has limited gains for canola, as the harvest is nearing completion. Provincially, Manitoba's harvest is 88% complete. Across the province, canola is reportedly 94% harvested. Winter wheat and fall rye are completely off the field, with spring wheat, oats, and the barley harvest near completion. The Chicago soy complex was stronger this morning. The USDA's crop progress report showed the U.S. soybean harvest is almost 40% complete. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of over 132,000 tons of soybeans purchased by unknown destinations, along with 347,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China. Mexico purchased an additional 152,000 tons of soybeans. All sales were made for delivery during the current marketing year. Soybean export sales for the current marketing year were reported this morning at just under 2.6 million tons, which was higher than market expectations. Soybean meal sales for the current marketing year were reported at 271,000 tons, and soy oil sales came in at just 4,600 tons. The November soybean contract is up 11 cents at $10.62 per bushel. December soy oil is up by about a fifth of a cent at 33.2 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is up 6.10 at 367.20 per hundredweight. Corn futures were stronger on Thursday morning. CONAB has forecast the 2020-21 Brazilian corn crop will be 105.16 million tons, which is up by 3 million tons from last year. The December corn contract is up by 3.5 cents at $3.92 per bushel. Wheat futures are weaker this morning. The USDA reported that U.S. winter wheat is now 52% planted, which is ahead of the five-year average. Export sales for the current marketing year were reported at 530,000 tons, which was on the higher end of market expectations. Chicago December is down 3 cents at 6.04. Kansas City December is down a fraction of a cent at 5.44. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down half a cent in the December contract at 5.48. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, October 8th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.